from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This is the only opportunity we have tonight with each other. We don't get these.
It's time for 92.9 The Game's High School Scoreboard Show.
Join us along with high school sports guru Sam Crenshaw
and former high school football head coach Chris Parker.
Listen in as we get you up to date on everything you need to know in the world of high school football in Georgia.
From score updates to live reports from the week's top matchups, we bring Friday Night Lights to life.
Hey, let's get this thing popping, man!
92.9 The Game's High School Scoreboard Show is brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com.
The 92.9 The Game's High School Scoreboard Show is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Sam and Chris.
And a good Friday evening. A little sooner than we thought, but that's okay. We got some weather around the area, maybe causing some delays in some of the games wherever you are. But welcome in. Welcome into the first full installment of the High School Scoreboard Show, your High School Scoreboard Show, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam Crenshaw along with Chris Parker in our Midtown Atlanta studios. We got our reporters who are out around the area. We're going to get people checking in with us as always. If you followed our program in the past few years, what we tried to do for you on Friday nights is paint a big picture of you, get you all set, and then go out to those games and get you the information and the highlights. But, Chris, you know, a couple of weeks ago we were up in Rome, and we thought we were going to see a football game.
And it was raining, storming. Right. But we were wet then. We're dry today.
We're nice and dry.
But everything else is about the same, right?
Yep. It's around the area.
Yeah, a little bit different today. I think, Sam, a little more spotty. Sound like you have some games. I did see Hillgrove is delaying the game. I saw that starting at 8:30 now. That's Hillgrove's game with McIntosh.
Okay.
He's going to start at 8:30 now. So we're going to see a few reports like that, but we're going to see some people start at 7:30 too.
Okay. That's what we're watching for, to see some games do start on time. I'm checking an eye on the weather radar, and, yeah, we are seeing some things out in the Cobb County area going up I-75. We see some things up around the Rome-Calhoun area and then going north of Athens, other side of Gainesville. We got a little cluster of rain right now. So that's going to be hit and miss around the area. Hope it's not falling wherever you are, wherever your games are, and they'll get a chance to come up, go off on time. We went through 2 weeks already, Chris.
The third week of the season for high school. First for college, really. First real week, Labor Day, NFL next week. But high school been going a few weeks.
Yeah.
So starting to see who you are. Every time the calendar changes, Sam, you got to get a little better idea who your team is, okay? So in high school ball now, you're going to play two, and in this year, three games in August in a lot of cases, but at least two. What are you? You know, and then you get into September, we're going to ramp it up a little more. And you can get into region play by the end of September and October. Then you get into November, which last game of the regular season playoffs.
Right.
December when they play the state championship.
But no Thanksgiving week.
No Thanksgiving week, though. No Thanksgiving week. How about that?
You know that?
Yeah, it's going to be different.
Man, it's going to be very different. No playoffs on Thanksgiving, and we know what a big tradition that is. How special that's a landmark. That's a landmark for your season.
Yeah, it really is. Really is. Be different for the people that traditionally make it. And then, of course, you'll miss that opportunity for those that don't make it that often, you know, one time. So that'll be exciting. But who gets to play on Thanksgiving, or doesn't, I guess, this week, starts here. It starts with these early season games. And remember this, Sam, we've been doing this a while now. And every year I say something like, a game tonight will determine the playoffs down the road.
Wow.
We don't know which one it'll be, right?
Yeah,
but there'll be a tiebreaker. There'll be something that when we get to that 10th game for everybody, we'll say, you know what, Sam, this team's over this one. because of that week three loss or that week three win or that week two win. You know, so you're getting and some regions now are getting into region play.
Yeah.
Because you got a few bigger regions than we used to have because we have one less classification.
And the thing of it is, some people think the best team may not be in the biggest classification. We're talking about Milton.
Yeah, the best team in the state may be Milton. And, they went beat Buford in that crazy 2 weeks ago when it was raining. I think they finished at 1 in the morning. They beat Buford in a close game. They go down to Florida, meet American Heritage, one of the better teams in Florida. Yeah, they're rolling.
Yeah.
But they still got some tough games ahead. You know, that 5A, which is the second highest class now,
right,
is loaded. Thomas County Central, Gainesville, Merritt. You know, you're talking about some teams. So they've got – even though they're very good.
Lee County and Langston Hughes.
Yeah, you're going to see some battles in that 5A.
Fantastic. What we're watching, folks, as we get set for the games here tonight. Usually we start at 7. We're on early because we had some trouble with rain and our crew that was out of the tour championship had to break down. And I think they had everybody kind of vacate the place because of the storm that came through. I mean, you're at a golf tournament and lightning comes, man. Everybody's like, okay.
Hey, we were ready to step up.
Yeah.
Just like we asked these players to step up on Friday, Sam, we had to step up. We were ready.
We got Orrin Romaine on the
Orrin
side.
Orrin's laughing.
We don't usually get to hang with Orrin, man. So this is a treat. Orrin is getting us started tonight. Yeah. So this is fantastic, man, that they have him in the house with us. But this is what we have tonight. Of course, we got our crew, our band, who's out there ready to get things doing. We got Day-Day Lewis. We got Garrett Chapman, Eric Slaughter. We're going to hear from the new executive director of the Georgia High School Association.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. Dr. Tim Scott taking over right now for Dr. Hines, who's a friend of the show, on many times.
Absolutely.
And our first show with a new director, here he is.
What a time to have his job.
Yeah, NIL.
Ooh.
Woo.
Reclassification. You know.
They don't get many complaints.
they don't have his phone number yet.
Yeah, they don't yet. But we do.
We do.
And we're getting him on tonight, so stay tuned. Dr. Scott coming on to tell us all about it.
He's going to be at Warner Robins game, which is a big one of the big traditional matchups in this state. Warner Robins against Northside. Warner Robins that is being
man, that's today. One.
Yeah.
That's always a big one. Always. There won't be any empty seats.
Not at all.
Not one.
And
it's a beautiful place. You've been down there?
Yeah.
Big stadium.
You better get there early.
They better already be there.
Yeah,
they're absolutely. Not a seat right now.
Right,
I hope Dr. Scott got him a seat.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Well, he better get one.
They'll find him one.
He's executive director of the High School Association. They better get him in there.
No, that's a great – I'm telling you, it's a great rivalry. Warner Robins, Northside. You know, now playing them early because depending on where teams line up region-wise, Pickens and Gilmer playing tonight. You know, typically they would play later in the year.
Right.
But in different regions, you got to line it up in the non-region part of the schedule. So you're going to see some of those big rivalry games this week, too. Marist and Woodward Academy.
They're playing tonight.
Walton
tonight.
And Roswell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some big games that you're going to see that are traditionally those games we talked about in October, maybe early November, but we're getting them early in the season because of reclassification.
Reclassification. Things have changed around. Games are being played a little earlier in the season at a different time than we normally would get them, and that's some of the cases, some of the games that are being played tonight. You mentioned Pickens, and what's the chance of having your first two games of the year finish with the same score? At 31-28.
Hey, look, all I know is if we had the 31, I didn't care. You know, so I'm really proud of those guys. I appreciate you, GPB, put a little article out on them. They're doing a great job. We still got a long way to go, but that's the one team I cheer for. Everybody else, I really try to stay neutral. I cheer for all of them, but, you know, I got to cheer for my employer. So Coach Bennett's doing a great job.
He's come over, I said, let me do Google Map and say this, 41 miles. Between the two schools. It's like he's going to another world.
Yeah, 41 miles and a million miles away, Sam. I did the same thing. I can tell you it's a totally different place. Small town, one high school in the district. You know, just a different place than being in Metro Atlanta. Pros and cons, of course. Both mm-hmm. places are good. But it is nice to have that opportunity. And he getting him a little dose today of the mountain rivalry.
Yeah, he will. Yeah, he will. Yeah. And the option that Coach Stand is going to bring.
And Garrett is at Cambridge. He's playing Creekview, I believe.
Yeah.
Been a big game.
Mm-hmm.
And so Cambridge got a great coach. Here's Tyler Jones. He was the offensive coordinator at Walton. If you remember last year, Walton lit up the scoreboard everywhere, right? He was the guy calling those plays. He got the opportunity to take over for Coach Bennett at Cambridge. And their first probably real test tonight, getting to play Creekview. And Garrett has it. And excited to see. And I'm excited to hear from Garrett and Day-Day and Eric. I mean, these are like staples now. It's not new anymore.
They're
like when they come to your game – people know it's a game.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And so I'm excited to hear what those guys, hadn't heard them in a year or however many months it's been. So I hope everybody else is too. It's exciting. High school football back. We're right in the swing of things. College tomorrow, NFL Thursday. Let's go.
Isn't that something?
It's here. It's time.
It's here. It is here, folks.
Can we tell the weather?
Right, yeah.
To cooperate.
Give us a break here tonight. We had enough of this 2 weeks ago. Had games as the first Pickens game had to be played over a period of 2 days.
Yeah, I got to see it, actually. You know, I was with you on Friday. I went to the second half and they won. And then last week the Falcons were playing a preseason game, so I went. So maybe if they don't win tonight, I just am the lucky charm.
You hate to build up for a game and then have to stop playing.
Crazy.
Then they say, you know, all right, go home. But what does that give you if you're a coach? Talk about what it allows you to do.
You know, we talked about it a couple weeks ago, but every situation is different, right? So to use Pickens, thing as I was there, they're down 14-0 in the first quarter. That's not good. You've been waiting all year to play. You played 8 or 9 minutes of football, and you're down 14 points. A high school kid is going to change mentally a little bit. You don't want them to, but they are.
Yeah.
They're discouraged. That's not what they practice for all year, right? Well, then you just send everybody home. Come back 24 hours later. Kids over it, right? They just playing ball, and they ended up coming back and winning the game. I think it greatly benefited them, you know, and no fault of anybody else. But it does change. And so, on the other hand, if you're ahead 14-0, you probably want to keep playing.
Right.
And if you're, you know, got a more veteran team or a veteran staff, those things are going to matter. But anytime they pause the game, it's going to be a problem. And I do commend Hillgrove and McIntosh is the game we saw that's going to start at 8:30. And I commend those guys for that if that's the best practice, because that doesn't change much. Now, nobody wants to sit there and wait. But once you start playing, it's ball.
Right.
It's when you start playing and stop that really does kind of change the outcome of the game for both teams to some degree. I mean, it means one team's got a little bit of advantage over the other, whether they know it or not. There is an advantage there. And if you've seen 5 or 6 minutes of the game and then you go home and watch it on film for hours, you get a decent idea what that team was trying to do. You can get some advantages there. So both sides can. But there is something there, definitely. Let's talk about this, Sam. North Gwinnett traveling. They're 2-0, having a great start to the year. Traveling to Colquitt County, who's also 2-0.
Okay.
These are two of the best teams in 6A, and it's got that North Georgia, South Georgia thing going on. North Gwinnett, a very established now Gwinnett school, couldn't be more Metro Atlanta than that. And Colquitt County, Mack Tharp Stadium.
Right.
Can't be more South Georgia than that.
That's true.
And both teams are really good. And I got to watch some of the Corky Kell. You know, that game, they play North Gwinnett, play McEachern. Day-Day was on the call.
Yep.
Checked him out. He did awesome. The North Gwinnett quarterback, he's good.
Yeah.
So I think Colquitt has a great team. It's going to be really hard for North Gwinnett to go down to Colquitt, kind of Moultrie, and win. But that quarterback's going to keep him in the game.
I'm keeping an eye on that score.
I'm keeping an eye on that one. I
was warned by some people before the season started that North Gwinnett is kind of fun, was kind of flying below the radar.
Yeah, they're good.
That we'll see.
They're good. Roman Carrollton.
Yeah.
How about that one? You got Rome's first game of the year.
First game of the year.
You know, they had a bus accident. They canceled their first game.
What has Coach Reed had to do to recalibrate this whole team and now get them ready to go out and play after, first of all, what the experience that they went through, and then to have to wait this time? How do you
yeah,
do that?
I don't know how you do that, Sam. I'd love to tell you. But I know he's trying, and I know he's got a plan. And I think the first thing you got to do is take care of the kids and make sure they're okay. Once you've kind of established that, then it turns into a, can we maintain some normalcy here? You know, can we just have regular practice? Turned out they had a bye last week. That was coincidental.
Mm-hmm.
But they were going to play Creekside off in Carrollton. They did not play Creekside, so they ended up back-to-back weeks off. Probably was really good mentally for them. But now you want to go play, and you're in that first game mode, right? And Carrollton's in game three mode, and Carrollton is good.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's ideal for Coach Reed, but I can assure you, knowing him, he will have these guys ready to play. And they'll play hard tonight, and they'll give Carrollton all they want.
Look for a good ball game. Looking forward to that one, as well as one down at Westlake we're going to be keeping an eye on as well. Westlake against Gainesville. We know how good this Gainesville team has been, and Westlake loaded with talent. Getting a little inspiration tonight. They're going to retire A.J. Terrell's number in his jersey. They're going to put that up in the hallway alongside Pac-Man Jones and Cam Newton. And now they're going to put A.J. They're going to put A.J. Terrell's down there. That's the Hall of Intimidation.
My goodness.
When they get, visitors get off the bus, they're going to make sure you walk down that hall.
that's some football players come through Westlake now. And there's a bunch more you didn't name.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they've had just a great run of players, and that'll be exciting. And Westlake's got a great team. But Gainesville may spoil the A.J. Terrell night.
You think so?
They're pretty good now.
They might, yeah. Yeah.
That they beat Moody in Alabama last week, 31-7. I mean, they worked them. Started out slow, but in the second half, they really dominated that game. Wow. That Moody team is a legit state championship team in Alabama. Like,
okay.
Gainesville just is really good on the line of scrimmage. This is Coach Niblett's third year.
Right.
You know, you're getting into the kids who were ninth coming up to 10th grade when he got hired. You know, you're really seeing a powerful team there. The only problem Gainesville's going to have is they run into that same 5A classification, you know, with Woodward Academy, with, you know, Roswell, with Thomas County Central, and, of course, with Milton.
But Langston Hughes, who dominated Westlake
a few weeks ago, actually.
Right. So, I mean, that's the classification you watch. I mean, there's stories in all these classifications with the reclassification. They really are. If you look at certain teams, you will say, watch for this team. But the 5A right now seems to have just a tremendous amount of stories all the way down to Lee County. And you don't want to forget that team because each and every season – pound for pound, they always seem to be one of the best teams in the state.
Yeah, when Lee County and Roswell and teams like that are the 7th, 8th ranked team in the state, that's a deep classification.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And that's where we are. So really excited to see how that shakes out. But, you know, first, you got to get through this non-region schedule and get better. And that's what you're going to see from all these teams. Who can get better without losing momentum? You don't want to lose a game. But at the same time, if you lose a game and get better – it's okay.
Okay.
It is okay early in the year. Nobody wants to lose, but you want to get better. And I think you'll find that many of the state champions, you know, for the last 20 years are not going undefeated like they used to. You're not going to see very many 15-0 teams. So it's really just about who can improve, who can learn, who can grow. And when you see so many battles, like Roman Carrollton, one of them is going to lose tonight.
Yeah.
Walton and Roswell, one of them are going to lose tonight. You know, Colquitt and North Gwinnett. So, I mean, people are going to lose. It's going to be about how did they improve, did they show what they could do, move into the next part of the schedule, and get closer to that region play. And so that's where we are right here at Labor Day every year. And then you get to the Labor Day practice, Sam. We got time for the Labor Day practice story. Okay, so.
Yeah, come on.
Labor Day
is
one of the worst days for the high school football coach.
Why is that?
So many kids get things happen at the last second and can't come to practice. I mean, it's unbelievable the coincidences that occur when you have a practice on Labor Day. So, and then you have to tell them, hey, you know, if you're not at practice on Labor Day, you're not playing on Friday or something to terrify them.
Right.
Because I'm telling you, I don't even think the dentist is open on Labor Day, but we'll have dentist appointments. You know what I mean? I don't even think they have church on Labor Day, but people will be going to revivals. You know, like, I mean, they're going to find a reason to get out of that Labor Day practice. You know what I'm talking about, Dom?
Yeah, you know, you get that one day cold a little bit.
I'm telling you, Grandma, I think we had some that had 9 or 10 grandparents pass away. And it was always around that time. They never happened in the summer.
Oh, no.
You know?
Oh, no.
I mean.
Get ready.
Yeah, get ready. So, if you got to get through tonight, get to that Labor Day practice, hope you don't have to suspend anybody for the next week, and then get rolling. You know? I'll let you guys in on a little insight
there.
And some coach talk. I know the coaches are all coaching right now, but if they were listening, they'd be all about that. Because I'm telling you, the Labor Day excuses are unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable how many people's moms said they can't come. You know,
Just think, tonight, you're three games in. You are three games in on Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, and that is rare. You know, I think sometimes, you know, definitely a little bit rare to be still in August and have three games. But, you know, it's the nature of the calendar now.
Yeah.
And you're going to get to that Thanksgiving week and take that off. And, you know, then you get into December. So, I mean, the season is just long.
Yeah.
17 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's got two off. And then so this year it's 18 weeks, you know, because there's that extra week off toward the end. So it's a long season, Sam. And it is about getting better today. And the kids on the field want to win today. It's so important to them. But the reality is it's a marathon this season. It's you want to do everything you can today to win, but you got to keep in context that this 18 weeks. Yeah. And we're in the third of 18 weeks that we're
And also the thing that I guess makes it so difficult and so hard sometimes is because of how long you prepare.
Yeah.
You know, you start doing drills and you coming in early in the morning all the way back in January.
And I think that's where the disappointment comes in when you don't win early in the season.
Yeah.
Or when you do, because everybody now is putting in a lot of work. You know, I think in those Billy Henderson days and Coach Godfrey, you'd see like these great coaches putting in this extra time. And you see them paying off for them. Everybody does that now.
Yeah.
0-10 teams try hard. 0-10 teams work out in the summer. 0-10 teams, you know, show up in the offseason and lift weights. That's not what's going to win you games in itself. You know, you're going to have to be better than the other teams that do that, not just do it.
Yeah.
And so it is disappointing when you've worked since January and you get out there and now you're 0-2. So you need to win tonight so you're not 0-3. So them kids will show up for that Labor Day practice.
See?
Dom knows. He probably – Dom, I bet a few years ago Dom would have had a good excuse for that.
Oh, you got to have a good excuse for that.
I want to hear your best one later, Dom. You need to think about that.
Okay.
You're calling me to tell me you can't come to practice. Mm-hmm. What's it going to be?
Okay.
That is Dom Chorowski on the other side of the glass. When we come back, we're going to get some previews for you, get you set for some games. We're about 15 minutes away from games starting that will be starting on time. Coach's checklist is coming up. We're going to hear from I.J. Rosenberg as well later on this hour before we get to 8 o'clock. So we're back on schedule now. We came on a little bit earlier. Glad you've been with us. Stay with us. We're here till midnight. It is the Scoreboard Show, your high school scoreboard show. Here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
First time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Keeping it local.
This is the High School Football Scoreboard Show.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's the High School Scoreboard Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sam Crenshaw, Chris Parker in our warm, dry Midtown Atlanta studios. We understand it's not that way around the area. In some games, it may be kicking off. I saw something here from GPB. They still hope to kick off at 7:30 at their game, Rome and Carrollton, but they did have some weather out that way. So that's down toward Carrollton. We got some happening there, and you mentioned one over at Hillgrove. They make it up. They say they've already reset a start time.
They
right?
restarted. They're going to start at 8:30, Sam, yeah.
8:30, okay. So we're doing that. I'm seeing some pitches down. Now down along the Augusta, they got a beautiful night for football down there. So thanks, Gabriel Stovall, for posting that bet shot. Like I said, the rain is kind of bouncing around the areas. We're going to get some here in the metro area. Hopefully it doesn't dampen the games wherever you are, but we will keep an eye on them and try to keep you updated. All right, got some previews, a couple of our games. Let's start with Damian Day-Day Lewis. He's down in Sandy Creek. They got LaGrange tonight.
Time now for the pregame sideline reports.
92.9 The Game's high school scoreboard show is on. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Set sail with three NFL.
Coach, congratulations to the starting season for you and your guys and everything. This week, what's been the message for the boys as they kind of, you know, as you guys get ready to take on a LaGrange team, obviously looking, trying to find their stride as well?
You know, the main goal and our goal every Friday night is to be 1-0 at the end of the night. So that's, you know, what we've been preaching. But also, you know, know, trying to get our kids to understand this is the first region game and we're at home. You know, in order to have a chance to win the region, you got to get off to a good start in the region. So, you know, excited about the opportunity to get to play, you know, a talented team in LaGrange. You know, I think we're a very, very talented football team as well. And I expect a good game tonight.
All right. And through the first two games there, what did you see from the guys that you liked and you're hoping that they're able to build upon and carry over into tonight?
Just our team camaraderie. You know, we're starting to come together as a team. They're playing for each other. We don't have a whole lot of selfishness and you know, me ball going on right now. And it's strictly team, and the guys are excited for whoever's making the plays. And, you know, I think that's been the biggest thing that I've been excited about. And it's been good to see, because I think it gives our kids confidence that they know they can depend on the guy beside them to make plays when the number's called. So, you know, excited about them and excited about the opportunity, excited about the start that we've got off to. You know, hopefully we can keep it going tonight.
All right, and Coach Smiley's three keys for it to keep going tonight.
You know, move the chains on offense and take care of the football. Defensively, we got to tackle, get lined up, and win the kicking game. I think if we do those three things, I think we're going to give ourselves a chance to be in the game and win it. So, you know, we're going to focus on those and try to execute in those three areas, and hopefully at the end of the night, we're 1-0.
Awesome, Coach. Thanks for a couple of seconds, right. And good luck tonight.
Thank you.
All right, that is Day-Day. And, of course, you know, you got a matchup like that with Sandy Creek, what they've accomplished, you know, a program like LaGrange, down through the years what they've done and what Coach Nappy has done to really restore that program. You know, they have a heartbreaking loss against Douglas to start the season. You know that team is going to play well, though. They had a lot of faces back from last season.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting to follow the Sandy Creek team, Sam. They won the state championship 2 years ago. You were there. You called the game. Coach Garvin retires.
Mm-hmm.
They hire Coach Smiley, Darius Smiley, great guy. But they got beat in the first round last year. They went 7-4, not a bad year. But for Sandy Creek, if they state championship aspirations,
right,
they want to see a little more. So they've started out with two wins. This is a team, Sandy Creek, who beat East Coweta, who's always really good, and really beat up on McIntosh. Now, if you heard Coach say, this is region game number one. So they're in region play, Sam. That's a 9-team region, region 2 AAA, a 9-team region with LaGrange, Sandy Creek, Upson Lee, Trinity Christian, Spalding, Fayette County, Whitewater, Mary Persons, and Troop. Only four are going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
And that starts tonight.
That's hard.
Yeah, and we're here there. Day-Day's there.
Yeah.
We're ready to go.
Yeah, ready to go. Those are some good teams in that region. My goodness. You got to watch out. You got to bring your best each and every Friday night. You're going to be playing in that region. All right, we got to check in now. Garrett Chapman, he's up on the north side. We got Cambridge taking on Creekview.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, High School Scoreboard Show. Week 3 action back on the air with you. Really excited here for this one. Two 2-0 teams, the Cambridge Bears and the Creekview Grizzlies. And I'm pleased to be joined by the head coach of the Cambridge Bears, Tyler Jones. Coach Jones, you're an offensive coach by trade, and that's shown itself through the first few weeks. 42.5 points per game so far, and that was one game. We only played a first half. You have some balance between the run and the pass. What has fueled that success for you so far this season, and how do you sustain that?
I mean, I think it's just a testament of how hard our kids have worked and how they've bought into our system. I mean, when you do a complete overhaul offensively or defensively, sometimes there's going to be some time, but our kids, they responded really well to the new scheme, to the new system. They're excited about it. And then at the end of the day, it just comes down to execution. They're going out there making plays.
These are two teams that are very familiar with one another, Creekview and Cambridge, having played each other going back more than a decade, even though they're not in the same region. Creekview has been on top more times than not in this game, but does that factor into your preparation and the way you speak to your players this week, or does it matter at all?
I think with me being new, it factors in a little less. I mean, we have definitely discussed kind of their dominance in the rivalry, if you could call it that. But I mean, I think this is a new group of guys, and to be honest, in the last couple of years, that there has been the success on the Cambridge side, and so, you know, I don't think that they think that it's skewed in any way, just because I think we've won two out of the last three. And then with, you know, a bunch of new guys on the staff, I mean, for us, we're just trying to treat it like it's the next game. I mean, we preset, you know, a ton, just like any other team does, about just trying to do the best we can to prepare for this game, go 1-0 this week.
Coach Jones joining me here as we get ready for the Cambridge Bears and the Creekview Grizzlies. This Cambridge defense, you guys have played really well through the first 3 weeks, but this week will present a pretty interesting challenge. Creekview, they want to pound the ball, and they've been very good at it this year. What's your plan of attack for just the defense to slow down that rushing attack?
Well, Coach Williams does a tremendous job over there getting his guys prepared and just preaching the physicality. I mean, year in, year out. I mean, you know what you're going to get from a Creekview team. They're going to be big. They're going to be strong. They're going to try to dominate both lines of scrimmage. But for them, it really all starts with a quarterback. Number 10 is a really good player. And so if we want to have any success of slowing them down, we're going to have to stop number 10. I would say that he's more of a runner than a thrower. And so we're going to have to be very disciplined in our assignments on defense, accounting for the quarterback, but also, they have a really good running back as well. So we're going to have to tackle. We're going to have to be sound in our assignments and try to slow down the run game. And if we can force them to do some things that they don't want to, I think we can have some success on defense.
Coach, on your offensive side, you're very explosive, 42.5 points per game, like we mentioned, the balance. I mean, are you expecting to see that again today, or do you want to see more sustained drives? What's your goal for this one?
Well, Creekview's always known for how well they play on defense, and so, it's going to be a challenge. Just like any other game, we want to establish a run game. I'm a big believer in having that balance, because when you're successful running the ball, it opens up the pass game, mm-hmm. and vice versa. And so, we're fortunate. We've got some playmakers in both the pass game and the run game. We're going to have to be physical up front and try to establish a run game early so it can open up some other things. At the end of the day, we got to execute. We try to be efficient on offense. And so we've had some success being explosive, but at the end of the day, we just want to kind of move the chains, get first downs, and sustain some drives.
The Creekview Grizzlies and the Cambridge Bears in a battle of Metro Atlanta 2-0 Apex Predators. Should be a fun one. Coach Jones, thank you so much for your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Go Bears.
Sam and Chris, feels good to be back, doesn't it? Back up to y'all.
Yeah, it does. It does. Sure does. It's Garrett Chapman getting us all set for a big game out there. And you talked about the Cambridge and coach coming in there and what to expect. And so far, so good.
Yeah, he's brought a good staff in here. Coach Tyler Jones done a great job. But I'm going to tell you this. This Creekview team, Sam, both these teams are 2-0. One of them's going to be 3-0, one's not. Creekview, this is a tough test for them. But they pass this test tonight, they're going to win a lot of games this year.
Okay.
I mean, it's a good football team. Of course, I'm biased. I love the coach. Played for me, Trevor Williams. Mm-hmm. Bo Page on the staff. Love those guys. But they have a good football team. They're like good, but they say they're not. In that mode where the coaches don't want to admit they got a good football team.
Yeah.
So I have to say it for them. They've got a good football team. Cambridge does too. The difference is you got an established staff, been there about 5 or 6 years, and Coach Trevor Williams, his staff, mm-hmm. versus a brand-new staff at Cambridge. Because Coach Jones came in, but he also brought guys with him. That's a new staff there. So it's their first real test, probably. They beat Pope and they beat Johns Creek in the first two games, but I think this will be a little different for them tonight. If they can get this win, that'd be a big, big win for Cambridge, but also be a big win for Creekview, who just came off of wins over Calhoun and North Forsyth. So really big. I'm excited to hear what Garrett has to say about that one.
Yep. We'll be checking in with him as we go along tonight and see what's happening. Right now we're seeing a scene up at Carrollton, and that's an empty stadium right now. So that one won't be starting no time.
Yeah, they're getting what we got, an hour ago or so, right? They're a little bit further south of us, and the storm must have went that way. So, it's what you're going to see.
Yeah, yeah. So that's one of the games that's under delay right now, and we'll see what happens. But right now we're looking up at GPB, and that's an empty stadium right now. Grisham Stadium down in Carrollton, great place, fantastic facility, and a great place to be on Friday night. And I'm sure that the crowd is like finding a place to be, behind the stands or someplace. They're going to try to wait this one out because they've come to see a great football game between two great teams.
Yeah, I think they'll be able to get it in. This is a little different than what happened a couple weeks ago. It seems to be pretty clear now. I don't know if there's a lot behind it, but there was a lightning storm pretty bad. It was going through Georgia, started obviously toward the top corner and worked its way down. So, we expect the game to get on, I think, with GPB here in the coming hour probably.
Yep, we'll watch to see what happens with that. But you're right, the lightning wouldn't stop. So, the rain would come and go, and the rain would lighten up. We say, okay, we're going to play some football.
Yeah, the rain doesn't discourage anybody. Right. So people may be thinking, well, what's the rule on that? Well, the rain doesn't stop you from playing. It can rain as hard as it can rain. You can still play. Lightning, one time, you're out 30 minutes. So in within a 20-mile radius, and there's rules. And you got lightning detectors that can tell you when it's time. And so the lightning wouldn't go away 2 weeks ago. Yeah. It wasn't even the rain. It was the lightning. And this storm today had some lightning, so that's where they're off. But it does seem to be a little lighter behind it. So there's hope.
See. Absolutely. Absolutely. And see, that's when we put those administrators to work. That's when we put those athletic directors.
Put them to work today. Now that I'm not doing it, put them to work.
Right. That's when we put those folks to work, to have to make those decisions, engage those lightning strikes, and make sure that everybody's kept safe, both the team and all the spectators who come out and everyone. So that's just it. I guess your concession stand does a brisker business because everybody's kind of hanging out. And they can order some things there if they're in the place where they're waiting some games. But it is 7:33. You know what? We got some games that are underway already. So we'll start to see some scores in a little while. We'll start monitoring those and letting you know about them. But this is it. You know, it's a big night. It's the first full night before the high school scoreboard show. We're keeping an eye. They're underway down at Northside Warner Robins. And Warner Robins, we talk about what a great game that is. Top of the hour, we're going to hear from Dr. Tim Scott, the new executive director of the Georgia High School Association, who is at that game. And he said, we called him, he will step away from wherever he is. He step away to a kind of quiet, I don't know if he can find a quiet place down there, but he says he's going to step away to a quiet area.
He knows that area.
Yeah, he does.
No, he was at Northside. He knows that area.
Okay.
So he can find him a quiet spot.
All right.
I've got faith in him.
That's top of the hour, the 8 o'clock hour. You want to be around for that. And also in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to catch up with Joe Burns. He's our school days guest. Talk about times on Friday nights down at Thomas County Central. I don't know what they were like for him when he was there, but, boy, that's a happening place to be right now. They have a fantastic team down there. Can't wait to hear from him. That's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. But coming up next, Coach's Checklist. We'll see what the coach has for us tonight. And then I.J. Rosenberg with Score Atlanta, going to get us set for their football game as well. You stay with us on this Saturday night. It is the Scoreboard Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
More of the High School Football Scoreboard Show.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back inside our Midtown Atlanta studios, Scoreboard Show, Sam Crenshaw, along with Chris Parker. Glad you're with us in the 7 o'clock hour as we work our way up to 8 o'clock. And got a score already in from down in South Georgia. Lee County's up on Tift County, 7-0. And while Cook leads Brooks County, 7-0. So that's some early scores. Thanks to the folks down at Southwest Georgia Network for sharing some of those scores. And we'll be keeping an eye on the games. Also update you any delays as we're watching the game between Rome and Carrollton is delayed right now. We keep up with that one as well. But as always, at this segment of the show, we like to do the coach's checklist.
Time now for Coach Parker's Coach's Checklist.
As Coach and Chris Parker give their analysis of this week's biggest stories, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Get any sized air conditioner for only $69.99 per month. Visit ReliableAir.com.
It is the first installment of the Coach's Checklist for this season. And, you know, always some nuggets, you know, some pearls of wisdom that we, you know, get some, you know, coaches. And you know what? Just something to think about. And you give this to us each and every week. What do you have for us this time?
Well, I thought starting out the season, Sam, we needed to go to what everybody wants to do. Everybody wants to call to play on offense. Everybody knows what you need to run, right? Until they run it and it doesn't work. And then, you know, okay, they didn't have that hindsight 2020 vision.
Mm-hmm.
But what I want to talk about today is five really important keys to success for your offensive play calling. So if you're going to criticize up in the bleachers, here's a little bit of stuff you can use, right?
Okay.
There's no coaches listening, Sam. I'm talking to the other, you know, there's no coaches listening. Right. The people listening want to know how to criticize. So instead of telling them quit running up the middle or hit somebody or get them or whatever, here's some things you can say. One, they need to use their formation shifts and motions more.
Okay.
Most teams don't use, especially in high school, they don't use formation shifts or motions enough. They have some plays they like, but then they want to need to run them out of more formations. They need to run them with a motion, a shift. That stuff you see in the higher level, the best coaches are doing that. People at the college level, you see it all the time. But you've got to be able to show the same look with a bunch, the same play,
right,
with a bunch of different looks. So instead of telling them run something different, coach, say, hey, let's use a little more formation shifts or something like that. It would sound a lot better.
Okay.
You want to put the formation into the boundary some. Number two, you want to put the formation. And you know what that means? That means you put the tight end or the strength or the three receiver side into that short side of the field.
Okay.
Make them pick. The other team usually has a strength. They have a strong side linebacker and a weak side linebacker, a strong side end, a weak side end. You want to make them pick if they're going to put that into the narrow side of the field or the wide side of the field. High school ball especially, the field is – the hashes are really wide.
Okay.
Have you ever noticed that? But the NFL, yeah, they're really tight.
Mm-hmm.
College, they're a little bit wider. And high school, they're even wider. So you need to take advantage of that as a coach. And you have a wide side of the field, a big, big side of the field most of the game, and a short side of the field. Most teams are bad about only putting their main receivers out to that big side of the field. You got to put them both. You got to make the defense pick if they want to play that big side of the field with that strong outside linebacker,
right,
or if they want to play where the more receivers are. You know, so that's something else you can do. Number three, you got to have an answer if they stop your base play. So everybody has a main play. Everybody has a thing they put in spring football, right? And the people who are really good at offensive play calling, they call that play a lot. But they just call it with a motion and a shift and a formation. They just come up with new ways to run that same play. But then if somebody stops that play, you need to know, well, if the defensive end stopped it, this is probably going to be a good play.
Okay.
If the safety came down and made the tackle, we probably need to throw it deep. You know, what are we doing here? If the linebacker makes the tackle because we couldn't block him, what are we going to call? You know, and as good coaches have those things. They, you know, Paul Johnson, a master at that with the option offense. But even in a more conventional offense, you need to have a plan for each position being the problem.
Okay.
You know, the play side defensive end, the play side inside linebacker, the backside inside linebacker, whoever it is. So give them that advice from the bleachers. They might actually listen. Number four.
Yeah, they might.
Number four. You got to know when to call the best plays. A big mistake people make, Sam, especially in high school ball, you got this one play that you throw the ball down the field and you really like it and you know it's probably going to work. It's going to gain you 30 or 40 yards, but you call it on the minus 20. So you get it, but it only gets you to 50, gets you to midfield.
Right.
And then you end up punting. Like, we need to score on this play. We need to know when to really attack. You know, we need to know when the offense, when our defense just gave up a touchdown. That may be when that first down call is very critical. We got to get a first down and not go three and out and give it right back to them. You know, if we're coming out in the third quarter, we got to establish some time. There's certain points in the game. You like to say every play's equal, but
right,
it's really not. There, yeah, are certain times when you need to know when to be a little more aggressive and when not be as aggressive. You know, you got to really understand that. And the best offensive play callers have that feel. That's the feel part. It's just a piece of it. It's not the whole thing, but that feel. That gut feeling that these people say some of these guys have, that's it. That's the piece of this. The last thing, and this is earth-shattering, Doms, you write this thing down. You want to be good on offense, avoid the good players, Sam. Avoid the good players.
Avoid the good players.
Yeah, it's really that easy, Dom. And I'm actually not joking. It really is that easy. It's not easy to do.
Right.
It's easy to say. But, no, if they have one really good defensive end, you attack the other one. If they have a really good corner, you attack the other one. I mean, it sometimes is as simple as you need to know who's better than who.
Okay.
And let's try to match up our guys on their guys that we think we got a better chance with. And so, you know, like I said, number one, use formation shifts, motions more. Two, put the formation in the boundary. Three, have answers. Four, know when to call your best stuff. And five, avoid the good players. There you go, Sam. Coach's checklist.
Coach's checklist. And, of course, you want to find out more. You always find out more with Parker Resources.
Absolutely. My friend Alton Bias just texted me, said, good stuff, coach. So appreciate that, man. So I got fans for this checklist, Sam.
There you go. But people want to find out more.
ParkerResources.org. They can get anything from me. Or they can just follow on social media. You know, I try to put out some stuff best I can. But just enjoy helping out, really. Just now at this point in my life and career, I'm just excited to help out. I haven't coached in a long time, Sam. But I enjoy talking about it.
Absolutely. Fantastic. All right. Score Atlanta as a game that's coming up. Going to be a good one and a special night. But let's see if they're on schedule. We're going to check in with I.J. Rosenberg. I.J., good evening. Welcome in.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great. We're warm and dry. How about you?
The rain is over. We're going to start about 20. We are going to go on at 8 o'clock, okay? But we're going to start about 20 minutes late. But we'll be live at 8 o'clock.
Fantastic. That's great. Special game out there. It's a great matchup. And something special is going on out there tonight, right?
Yeah. A.J. Terrell, of course, is having his jersey retired by Westlake, the Falcon defensive back, of course. And so it'll be a fun night for him and his family, which I think is great. Of course, you know, he was a really good player at Westlake and just has turned into a really good NFL cornerback. And I think everybody out here is excited about the fact that, you know, they get a chance to see him. I don't think he's been back too often, but, you know, he's definitely back tonight, and I think that's going to be exciting, I think, for everybody in the crowd. It's exciting for us on television to talk about. I'm going to try to get an interview with him, but I'm not going to say that's 100% yet. It's a little bit crazy.
IJ, I'm excited to see Gainesville, too. I know a little bit about Alabama high school football, and Gainesville really took it to a good Moody team last week in the second half. And that Moody team is a state championship contender, I'm told. That's one of the best teams in that classification in Alabama, and that's the second highest class in Alabama. So I'm really excited to see Gainesville and how they can manage playing a upper-class team in Westlake. And they're going to keep playing those teams. They got a lot to build to Milton and Roswell and all that coming up, right?
Yeah, I would agree with you. I think I personally don't know that this is going to be a very close game. I think Westlake has a couple of the better players in the state. There's no doubt about that. I just don't know that. I think Gainesville, I think the two best teams in the state right now are Gainesville and Milton. And, you know, at least of what I've seen. I think Westlake, I think they can hang with them. I think they're going to need some turnovers to make this one work if they want to win it. So you never know what can happen, and the field's going to be a little bit wet. But at the same time, Gainesville is really, really good. And I think it's going to be really interesting to see, you know, whether Westlake can slow them down. And, in the past, Westlake's won some big games. They're playing on their home field. Like you said, it's a special night for a former player tonight. But Gainesville's you look up and down the line on both sides. Gainesville's really good. They're very, very aggressive up front. In fact, I'll tell you right now, the best offensive line I've seen this year, it was going to surprise you, that's Prince Avenue Christian.
Yeah.
But Gainesville is very, very good on the front side, both offensively and defensively. At the same time, though, Westlake has some great players on that team. So you just don't know what's going to happen. But, you know, we're excited about having these two teams play, and we're excited about being here on a night, you know, where they're going to honor A.J. Terrell.
Yeah, folks spending time talking with I.J. Rosenberg. Score Atlanta. Of course, they're getting set for the game that they're going to have. He's just mentioned there's going to be a little bit of delay for about 20 minutes before they get that one started, Gainesville and Westlake. You guys have been going for like 3 weeks now, IJ. I mean, talk about it. You know,
we've been going longer than that. I mean, look, I've got a whole crew tonight at MBS trying to get the place ready. A lot of people don't realize this, but the other big part of my, the real big part of my business is, you know, us, you know, handling, you know, just a tremendous amount of work for the stadium, especially of all of, all of Arthur's companies. And we're in the stadium tonight working actually on his mom's club. He turned Molly B's into a two-story club. And
really?
We're responsible.
I got to go and see that.
For a lot of it.
I love Molly B's, man. That's some good food over there now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. And it's going to be a neat place now. It's with two stories. And, you know, so we're working hard trying to get that type stuff done. Excited about the Georgia game tomorrow, of course, with Clemson. We should hopefully have our crew out of there and back in about an hour. We'll be back in there on Sunday, though. But, you know, it's just been crazy with the 7-on-7s. You know, we had over 100 teams in our 7-on-7 this year. We had a really good Sheriff's Cup that Cobb County ended up winning. Corky Kell was a little bit bumpy, of course, with, you know, Rome pulling out. By the way, that's going to be an interesting game tonight on GPB, Rome and Carrollton. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, it's going to be –
Let's see, where's that?
Did we lose IJ?
We lost him.
He's right, though. The Rome Carrollton game.
That's going to be, it's going to be great, but he's – running down the fact that, you know, it didn't just start for him with these games. He's been going all spring.
They do a great job promoting high school athletics, getting kids' names out there, working with Rusty and Menzel and guys like that. They do a great job at Score Atlanta. We depend on them to get scores here. I mean, really, really excited. And that's why we talk to IJ every week. They do a great job, work really hard for kids in the state of Georgia.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, of course, you know, the other thing he didn't get to mention is the High School Football Hall of Fame, which you're going to hear from one of the new.
Yeah, maybe AJ Terrell one day.
Yeah, I know. We're going to hear from the new Hall of Famers coming up in the next hour, Joe Burns.
Joe Burns.
Is new.
Hall of Famer.
Yes.
October.
How about that?
In October, right?
Yep,
that's when we'll be. So, Sam, am I seeing this right? Is Oklahoma, the university, playing on TV on Friday night?
Would Barry Switzer do this?
I mean, no. What are we doing? Bud Wilson be embarrassed by this.
It would be.
They play on Saturday.
I can't believe the folks out in Norman, Oklahoma. Yeah, they are on a Friday night. Yeah. You know what? We don't want to say anything. We're going to get our own dose of this later on this year because we got Georgia Tech and Georgia playing on a Friday night.
Well, that's Thanksgiving week.
Okay.
It is a little different.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, it's a little different. But before Labor Day, that's high school football, man.
It's Temple. Who's the most famous person to play football at Temple? They're not even famous
for
playing football.
No.
Bill Cosby.
Oh, Bill Cosby, yeah.
He's the most famous.
He played football at Temple.
He's most famous.
I don't know if I knew that.
He's the most famous person I know to play football at Temple.
I don't.
He ain't famous for playing football.
Yeah. I don't know if I could name a person that played football at Temple. Don't I mean, I got a computer in front of me. I could look like I did.
They're down 17-0 right now early in that game. All right, folks. We're headed for the top of the hour. And we will, in the next hour, we got some scores. We're going to get a running score. We got. We talked about North Gwinnett, 7-0 on Cawkwood County.
Yeah,
they're up. We talked about that game.
North Gwinnett, keep an eye on them.
Keep an eye on
them. Quarterback.
Lakeview Academy is up 7-0 on Towns County. That's the first quarter score.
Roswell 7, Walton nothing early.
Watch for that one. West Hall's up 3-0 on Chesterfield. That is still in the first quarter. So we got some scores that are coming in. Right now, we're going to keep up with those. We're going to be getting updates from some of the games that our reporters are at. And coming up next, we will hear from the new executive director of the Georgia High School Association. We're just getting started, folks, on this Friday night. It's the Scoreboard Show, your high school scoreboard show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.